views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to dream on? Do you know how to fly high and soar among the clouds? Get ready to live adventurously, because the Laura Meeks Show starts now. Listen as Laura lifts you off the ground while teaching you how to fly high. Forget ground-level drama and be prepared to confront your dreams head-on as she encourages you to navigate towards your North Star and into what just might be the best life you've imagined. Dream on. Live adventurously on the Laura Meeks Show.
I tell you, the universe is playing, always playing, and it's interesting. Today's show, Pat, as you know, but they don't.
What did you do, Laura?
Interesting. The title of my show today is Your Plane Grounded?
Oh, my God.
And tied in.
This show has been planned for 2 to 3 weeks, everybody.
So I crafted that. I intended the universe to give me a really great backdrop for the show today. So the idea of the show and what we were talking about weeks ago was, is your plane grounded? We, you know, fly high living. We're talking about living a fly high life, bringing your unique gifts to this world. And my concern, my care, my joy, and my passion is to connect with our listeners and talk about fly high living and the things that you can do. And so, you know, we're looking over the topics and kind of crafting up something really unique and fun to talk about. And so we crafted up this idea of, you know, what do you do? What happens when your plane is grounded? And then lo and behold, 737s. Now, I do have a background in flying large airplanes. And this one is really unique. I don't want to go down this road
No, it is unique.
But this one particular airplane, the 737, now there's at least 10,000 737 models of these varying models flying around the universe right now, right, or at least around our planet. And of those, I think about 800 are this new version, the 800 Max, which has some really neat capabilities, but it also has this one little trick that people hadn't figured out. And sadly, the automation feature to save the aircraft in a time of a stall actually got some bad information and crashed an airplane. The trick being is that if once airplanes crash and then the aviation world gets together, we all train and figure out how not to let that one thing happen again. And so most everybody in America has learned how to pull the circuit breaker and solve this problem. But then we hear, and this is a great lead. This is a great, what do you do? So here's kind of the lead in story of your plane is grounded. So imagine this, and this could be very possible for today. You're sitting at home and you decide that you're going to take a business trip or you're going to go on a vacation or something. You're going to go out to the airport and you're going to fly an airplane. You're going to go somewhere. So you get all your bags packed. You got all your stuff in the car. You get on the highway. You navigate all through that. You get into the parking lot, park your car, you know, 5 miles away, take the shuttle. You get over to the airport, schlep your bags in, drop them off, go through security, take off your clothes, and do the hands over your head thing, and then you finally get to the gate. And then you notice that there's stuff happening around the gate, and you look at the little board behind the attendant, and you see, oh my gosh, you know, either plane is delayed or plane is canceled. And so I'm going to kind of take off on that idea. So it could be today it could be today that you get there and you're on a Max. It could be that your airplane was a Max.
That's right.
And because of that, then the president of the United States has taken the time and the effort to cancel all of those flights. Now, in his eyes, this is a safety issue. And I will say, in the land of aviation, it's better to be safe than sorry. So it's always kind of a gray line as to whether that was important or not. I mean, there's going to be 800 flights today that are not going to be really excited when they get to the gate and see that their flight is canceled.
So, right. But let's talk about this, though, in the context of the chain effect for a minute. Now, I don't know where I am on the scale of things. First of all, I live in Washington State, and in a couple of hours, I'm going to be playing ping pong with my Boeing friends.
Yes, we'll have
a whole new perspective from them on it. But in the scheme of things, as we think about this, and I really am thrilled about this dialogue about Grounded. Because I didn't think about this yesterday, Laura, when you and I talked.
Yeah.
Sometimes we think about, is my plane grounded, meaning a metaphor for your life, meaning you're not going anywhere.
Right.
And we're not really clear about whether or not we're responsible for not going anywhere. And we don't realize that we are responsible for finding an alternative. What we don't talk about, and what actually we're not even talking about today, is if your plane is grounded, meaning you in life, you are out of stuck point, right? You may be crusted over. You're at a stuck point. What is the ripple effect of that? See, you and I didn't talk about the ripple effect yesterday.
Yeah, there is a huge ripple effect, and it is an interesting thing, because some of the stuff that we're going to chat about today, in some regard, doesn't deal with that ripple effect, because how change happens. Part of what I want to aim at is, there are a couple ways that change happens. One I think is easier to deal with than others. And the other one is the one I coach, the more organized method of change. But you're absolutely right. And let's go back to the scenario where you walk up. So you're going to walk up to this thing, and all of a sudden you realize you're on a MAX and it's canceled, and you heard the president, and now you're standing there. So and you travel a lot. I've traveled a lot as well. And there's a lot of reactions that can happen at that junction. And part of the reason that it happens at that junction is because that was a surprise. You made it all the way to the gate before you figured this out. Now, in your experience, you've been there. What are some of the reactions you've seen people make when they go, flight 504 is now canceled? And then what have you seen around you?
Yeah, so let's talk about this in a couple of different ways. You know, I think there have been a couple of different reactions. One is the reaction of something happening to you. Somebody else is doing something to you.
True.
Meaning you are not an active participant in the thing. But, you know, somebody comes along and they ground your plane. They're like, I'm grounding your plane, Pat. That's it.
And you don't have a choice.
But what does that look like? Here's what it looks like in life. You know, here you are, you've got a 24 and a half year career. You think you're going to retire in 6 months. You've been with the same company for that long. You started at a very young age. You worked your way up. You went to school at night. You've sweat hard. You put your, man, I put it in there. I gave it for the company. I have the Bell Labs t-shirt. And I played softball on your league.
That's the center. That keeps your job.
Keeps your job. And then one day, you know, Pat, your flight plan is over. You're grounded. And another word for that is you've lost your job. Now, that is one thing, Laura, but how many times have we felt grounded in our lives where we are just not able to do the thing we thought we were going to do in the way we thought we were going to do it? And sometimes it may be the president of the United States saying, oh, oopsie, no, those planes are not flying anymore. That could be one thing. Or if you live in the Pacific Northwest here recently and all the snow we got, it's like, we have basically two runways here in Seattle. And guess what? Neither one of them's working. So that's a different grounding. That's the grounding of, I'm going to have to sit in the airport. Can you see there are two different energies? One of them feels like I'm grounded and I'm never going to get off the ground again. At least that's what job loss feels like. The other one is I got a little bit of ice on the wind, on the, what do we get the ice on? The wing.
The wing.
Help me out here.
That's how they de-ice. You got to go over to de-ice.
We got to do the de-icing. So I'm temporarily grounded. But in any case, whose court is the ball in?
Right.
That's
well,
the question.
And when we come back, we're one of the things that I want to talk about is because that leads us directly into some exciting stuff about these two kinds of changes that are happening and the two kinds of reactions, whether it's a shock to your system, you got there, it's a shock, I don't know what to do, or you had some inkling that you may have been watching the news and knowing, hey, this might be coming. There's another aspect to that. And then there's your reaction. What are you going to do? And as we follow on through the show, we're going to talk about not only the kind of stuff that happens, but how some of the things that we can do to change it. And when we get to the end, we've got a really great story at the end about somebody who this exact thing happened.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, guess what? News flash. I don't think anybody saw this coming with the Mac. I've been working from home today. That has not been in the headlines. But even so, I can't wait to hear where we're going to go with this. Think about this for your life, everybody. Just because you're grounded doesn't mean you're done.
It's not over yet.
Right.
It's not over yet.
All right. We'll be right back, everybody. We're taking a shorty.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Learn and explore fascinating and practical uses of essential oils, how to use them, and how they can enhance your everyday life. The Oil Lounge was founded by three remarkable women with fascinating stories about how essential oils changed their lives. Tina and Laura from The Karmic Path have joined forces to educate the masses in the benefits of Young Living essential oils. For more information, visit theoillounge.com.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Brie Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Brie as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Brie Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
Have you been searching for a push to step out and share your gifts with the world? Allow Charlene Hess to empower you to start shedding the layers of your ego that are holding you back and begin feeling connected to your heart so that you can shine your unique divine light and share your gifts with the world. Tune in to The Charlene Hess Show, Living on Your Heart's Edge, every first and third Friday at noon Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit CharleneHess.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
This is Laura Meeks live on Transformation Talk Radio. We are listening to me, Laura Meeks. Okay, I'm the person.
I know, Laura. Did you forget? I think we're so excited because this is so in your wheelhouse.
I know.
Mean, we're talking about something you live and breathe every day. You fly big airplanes, right? You happen to pick a show episode title that's about being grounded. Right. And neither one of us, when we planned this, what, 2-3 weeks ago, had any idea what we'd be talking about today.
Absolutely. So here, the essence of this thing is we started out with kind of the idea that you're going to the airport and your airplane's grounded, and voila, it could. I had this whole scenario about how it might happen, but today it did happen. So you can just use reality, and that is the president grounded all the 737 MAX airplanes, and so Southwest, who the major flyer of that airplane is.
Oh, is it Southwest or, I thought it was Alaska, but there you go.
Well, and Alaska has a number of them too. I saw
it. Southwest, you're right.
Southwest is the major MAX user right now.
Right.
But all that just means is that many of you are, you're listening to this are probably frustrated because you're not in your airplane. You're actually sitting grounded. And all of that leads us back to this idea that, hey, what do you do in life when your airplane gets grounded? Now, part of what we were chatting about was the idea that you get there and you make it all the way to the gate and all of a sudden it's grounded. That's a huge surprise. And that can, and then part of what we're going to talk about is what are you going to do now that you found out you're grounded? And Pat, one of the things that you were aiming at was the idea that these airplanes, and I've flown in hundreds of airplanes, thousands of hours, so the airplane could be temporarily delayed. In other words, there's some minor thing that the maintenance guy's got to come on, pull some circuit breakers, and then off you go. That's a minor delay. Could be grounded because there's a thing that has to be fixed. It's going to take 10, 20 hours to fix, and it's not going to fly till the next day. But it's not dead. And then there's the real, no kidding, grounding. They find cracks in the wing spar, and we're not going to fly these airplanes anymore. So what happens, how it happens, how the grounding happens, it does affect you. And part of where I want to take that is that there are a couple ways that humans make a change when something like this happens. When you find out you're grounded, then there's a couple ways that people make change. Now, a surprise grounding, I call this shock and awe. That's kind of a bushwhacker thing. There's shock and awe. You get to the gate. That's,
you mean like losing your job after 24 and a half like years? What did you call it?
Shock and awe. That it's quote, out of the blue, just like behind me, out of the blue. It seems to be out of the blue, and it shocks you, and you have to make changes to that. The other way that people make changes, and I will kind of aim you at this. If you were watching the news for the past couple of days and saw the Ethiopian airplane go down, yeah, and it was a MAX, and then there's a lot of discussion about whether we should ground them in America or whether not, half the world has grounded them, but not in the United States. And so you're thinking to yourself, hey, I wonder if my airplane is a MAX. Oh, yes, it is. I'm be ready for this. And then all of a sudden you hear on the radio that your airplane's grounded. You might have found that out before you even left the house. Mm-hmm. So there is a difference in kind of how that happens. And I kind of want to relate that to life. So,
well, I think one of the things I want to say before we go there is, and I say this to everyone listening, from Laura and from me, when we planned this show, we had no idea the devastation and loss of lives in Ethiopia. We did not. So for those of you that might be thinking, did these two really do a show on this? Here's where we are. We had no idea of the series of events that went on. And I want to say this to all of you listening. Our hearts, our prayers go out to all those lives that have been lost. Because in the end, we are talking about life. And sometimes decisions are made in life that cost dearly. Today's show is to help all of you in situations where things may happen to you in your life, so that through our experience and strength and hope, Laura and I could share with you what we've learned. We can't bring the lives back of those people. But you know, my mom, Laura, used to say, and she's up there now looking down.
As is mine.
She used to say, I can't cuss on air, but she used to say, girls, she was from the South. She used to say, girls, honey, look it. You know, you got one thing in life, y'all, I'm going to teach you all to do. And it's going to be this. I'm going to teach you all how to make chicken salad out of chicken. Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
And that's what my mom did. And, you know, part of what you're dedicated to do, Laura, is your life and the kind of change and transformation that you have embarked on and now are sharing, major transformation, sharing with people listening. It's to really call into action the fact that we are here and we have free will. And even in some of the toughest situations in life, if we are alive and able to, we can have a voice and we can have a choice. And that's really the idea and the metaphor of being grounded, right? I didn't have a choice to keep my job, but I did have a choice as to what my next move was going to be. And isn't that what you're talking about today?
Absolutely. And I'll share, we've got a couple minutes here. In the land of shock and awe, and how does this happen? You lost a job. Part of my story that I've shared with others, is I spent 15 years just trying to become a pilot. And it took me 15 years to become a pilot. Not long after, this is not a story I've shared in a while. Not long after, I became a full-fledged pilot and I was in a squadron. Life was going really good. I was on nuclear alert, which is a place where 60 people are living in a tiny little hut at the end of the runway, and we're sharing all our air and our bugs and everything. As I got off of alert one time, I had a sniffle. I went to the doctor. It turns out there's a reservist colonel, not a usual doctor, comes in. He looks at me, says, I think that you've got more than sniffles. Go down and take these tests. I take these tests. And the short ending of that is then he looks me in the eye and he says, you're grounded. I mean, like, because I got a cold. And he goes, no, you have asthma. And asthma means you can't be a pilot. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Go out the door. And I can't tell you, very much like going to the plane. Now you're in that scenario where you are in shock. In so many ways. Whether you lose a job, you have a heart attack, you're in a car accident, something happens like this. This is a major shock to your system. And you walk out the door. I walked out that door going, that's it. 15 years I've worked on this. I got to fly for like 6 months. And now they're telling me I'm grounded. It's like, holy smokes. Now what do you do? And part of what we're going to get into is the idea that there are things that you can do. And I wholeheartedly, your story, I would translate your story into my mom's story, is to make lemonade out of lemons. You make chicken salad out of chicken. It's a lot of versions of that.
Yeah.
But the essence is that you're grounded. Now, obviously, if you know the ending of my story, I flew for a whole career. So something must have happened between the time that he tells me, hey, you're not going to fly anymore, and all of a sudden I do have a final career. And I'll go into the details of that later because I want to specifically get to the spot because I do think everybody needs to kind of grapple with this idea of you're grounded.
Yeah. And then we can skip the next break. But I will say this before the break.
Okay.
Us three girls sitting at the dining room table, we never looked at chicken salad in the same way, ever.
Now, Now, are we going to take this particular break and skip the next one?
It's your show. Roll with that.
Okay. Well, then I would say let's just keep going. Let's just keep rolling because there's a spot later if I get tired of talking, there's a spot later.
Okay.
This will give me a chance to kind of go down this road because remember I want to kind of aim you at this idea. There's two ways. One is shock and awe. That's you. I walk out the door and oh my God, I'm not flying anymore. My whole career is over. You know, somebody has a heart attack, they fall down. Oh, that's it. You know, there's a lot of versions of the shock and awe story. And the sad thing to me is this, is that not only do those things happen, but it is also true that some people actually set this action up. In other words, there are people, and I'll use a couple examples, and one from my new book, Major Transformation.
What's the name of your new book? Tell us that again.
It just so happens I have a new book. I'm sorry, I'm leaning in.
Tell us.
Major Transformation is the new book that we're working on. It's awesome. In process and coming out, and it deals with my biggest story. I have a lot of stories, but my biggest story is when I transferred from being a Tom Cruise macho Lawrence in the Air Force to this incredible life coach that is helping people bring their unique gifts to the world as Laura. And there was a major transformation. Now, part of that story and part of what I want to tell you about is that you can accidentally set yourself up for these shocks. For instance, if you look on the side of the cigarette pack, it says, if you smoke these things, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And yet they take them out and they go, yeah, well, not today. It's like, well, yeah, probably not today. But you're setting yourself up for down the road. One of the stories that I tell in the book Major Transformation is about male to female transgender people who are transitioning from being male to being female. And one of the challenges of being a man is that you're supposed to be tough and you're supposed to be able to handle everything and you're supposed to protect people. And so typically what happens is that when a male finds out or, you know, realizes that they're transgender, then they hold in that secret. And they hold it in and they hold it in and they think I can tough this out. You know, I'm going to be on the planet another 60 years, but I'm tough. I can handle it. Truth of life is I've not seen anybody handle it. Caitlyn Jenner just wrote a book about her transition from Bruce Jenner. And my thinking is this, if a decathlon winner cannot hold it in, I don't know who is going to be stronger than that. But the essence of that is that what happens is that then somewhere way down the road, this falls out in one of these major grounding events.
Yeah.
You know, you all of a sudden everybody's shocked that this is happening. And so kind of where I want to go with that is that in the land of coaching and as our listeners are trying to attach the story to their life, the other possibility is that you become aware and you make smaller changes ahead of time. For instance, if you're going to fly from California to Miami and then you decide that, oh, I meant New York. If you change your course after takeoff in Los Angeles, it's just a little tweak to the left. But if you wait till Kentucky, you got to take a big turn. And it really throws everything for a loop. So there are these kind of two ways to look at this grounding event. You know, is it going to be a long-term deal or a short-term deal? And then how did it come to you? because awareness is another big, big piece of this story, is that you have to become aware that the plane is grounded. You know, and again, that's where the shock comes in. You know, when I had asthma, that was a shock. I never had asthma in my whole life. I never had it after. There was just this one period where this doctor thought I had asthma. When you lose your job, and they, you know, this happened recently when they closed the GM plant. I forget if that's in Georgia or Ohio, but
yeah, right. You know, it's the same idea.
Yeah, all of a sudden you close your plant. So there's a way, there's a challenge of dealing with that. But one of the things I do want to aim you at, and part of where this coaching comes in, is dealing with the awareness factor. You can become aware. Now, I have a quick analogy. I call this my golf ball story. One thing that happened, I need to, as part of my health, walk 10,000 steps. And so one thing I did is...
Do you absolutely have to, or do you want to, because you want to be in good shape? Yeah.
Well, better said.
No, I'm just curious.
My vision...
I got to tell you, I absolutely feel I must go play table tennis on Wednesday afternoon. I really do. I feel like if I don't go play table tennis later on today, that my brain doesn't get adjusted right.
Yeah. Well, and it's a whole different piece, but that is a huge piece of that. And for me, yeah, I mean, a lot of that is a choice and how you choose, but your body has a reaction as well. I mean, your whole unit of living has a desire for stuff. Your soul has a desire, and maybe your soul has a desire for table tennis. Mine has a desire for gliding. So I'm aiming for my Wednesdays to be flying in my glider. But all that being said, one of the things that I found very instructive in the last year or two is that I was out walking. I have about 4 mile walk that I walk, and my goal was to walk. So I'm really, really, really concentrated on walking and at 10,000 steps. And how long is this going to take? And after a couple months of doing this, one day I was walking, and there's a golf ball in the middle of the sidewalk. And it kind of shocked me awake. Whatever I was thinking is like, I have to tell you, I felt like I was an Easter egg. I mean, it was just like a thing I found. I mean, it could have been $100. It's why it's just like, ooh, I found a golf ball. I mean, I didn't have one. And then I stood up and I was standing up. I look around and, oh my gosh, of course there's a golf ball, because I'm walking around the edge of a golf course. And all of a sudden it's like, well, of course, there's golf balls here. That makes sense. Now, the difference, but what I want to point out with that part of that story is that I walked past hundreds of golf balls, I'm sure. They were there before, they're there after. It's just that I was not aware that those golf balls were there. Now, once I found the golf balls, I have to tell you, I have hundreds in the other room. I've got coffee cans filled with golf balls. I must have hundreds and hundreds of golf balls, because I all of a sudden became aware. And once I was aware, then I could make changes. And the same sort of thing in our little scenario, if you were listening to the news and you were aware that there was a problem with 737 Maxes, you might have changed your plans well ahead of time. After you take off from California, you're going to make a couple degree turn. It's a lot easier to make your changes when you call the airline and they say, oh yeah, we just heard too, your airplane's canceled. Now you're in your house, you got your computer, you can make your changes to the things that you're doing. That's tons easier than if you were to wait, go through security, get there and find out, oh my God, my flight's canceled. So awareness. So awareness is a piece of that pie. And
I love that you're talking about awareness, because I want to drill down a little bit in this.
All right, riff on that.
There's awareness with a capital A, and then there's an awareness with a little teeny A. Right? There's a big A and there's a little teeny A, and they both have a place. Right? God, I'm going to keep quoting my mom, I think, throughout the show today. My mom used to say, to us girls. I don't know that she even talked to my brother. My brother is 10 years younger than us. And then my birth sister was 12 years older than me. So she talked to us three girls. And she said something like this. She said, girls, honey, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to tell you something. I don't want you to ever forget this. You know, you're going to be off in life and, you know, people are going to ask you to do stuff and maybe you're going to want to help other people out there. And, you know, you're thinking that you could do this and you could do that. But I got to tell you, you got to remember one thing, just one thing. You got to remember this. You got to remember this one thing. And us three girls, we would just be like staring at it. We're staring at it. We always stare at my mom. She says, here's the thing. You cannot take a person to a place you haven't gone yourself. And you got to think you can. You got to think you could preach to somebody and tell them that this is the right thing to do and that's the wrong thing to do. But if you haven't walked in their shoes, you can't do it. And that's why, Laura, what you're saying today is so powerful, because you've gone through major transformation. See, I know what it's like to be homeless. So even when people talk to me about homeless, I rarely say anything, but I do know, albeit it was a short period of time. I also know what it's like to lose a mom from suicide. I also know what it's like to lose every female mentor I've ever had. For a while, I was telling people, please don't get too close to me.
But, yeah, I was going to say,
I know.
I'm in danger to you.
Danger. But this is why you're doing what you're doing. And you're writing this book. Because 99.9% of the people on the planet cannot write about major transformation or talk about it in the way you can. The good news is you found a really fun platform.
Yeah, I have to say,
like Fly High Living.
Yeah. Well, and one of the things, you know, I read a lot, and one of the topics of major transformation is authenticity, being the your authentic self. And one of the things that I will add into the idea is that once you are authentic, and once you add in the things that you absolutely love, Fly High Living, then you have a masterpiece on your hands, because now these are the things that I absolutely love to talk about. These are the ways that I like to connect to the earth through flying and flying analogies. And you're absolutely right. I think the real joy of me sharing my story and you sharing your story is that very few people have done what I have done. And for me to share that story, the story of flying airplanes, that was a major thing. We ran a business for 15 years, very successful. And that has a bunch of stories. And then making a gender transformation, and not only making a gender transformation, but part of the story that some people may not understand is that I think we did a very successful gender transformation in that Annie, my wife, and I got married 33 years ago. We are still married. Our kids love us. Our parents love us. Our friends love us. Our business associates love us. So in that sense, I think the beauty of hearing the version of life and the coaching material that I bring, it comes from my heart and from my story. And I think that's important to people to know that no matter what you're experiencing, we share some things in common. And you have some things that you can share that I can't share. And obviously I have some things that no one else can share. And I think through the sharing of those flying stories and business stories and transformation stories especially helps a whole bunch to connect to the information. Because you and I have read thousands of books. I'm sure that our listeners have read thousands of books. And if it was as easy as just reading a book, then we'd all be genius, you know, thriving, living the life of abundance. But it actually takes a little bit more than that. And, you know, to bring that back to airplane grounding, you know, stuff happens. If there was something that you could agree with, stuff happens and your airplanes get grounded. And again, it might be for 10 minutes, it might be for 10 years, it might be for life, but stuff happens. And one of the quick story I'll share, when I was doing a daily radio show here in Palm Desert, one of my radio pals was a kid who was late 20s. And when I first met him, I noticed that one sleeve was kind of limp. And I said, I don't want to ask the obvious, but you're missing an arm. And he looks at me and he goes, yeah, shark attack. I thought, whoa, shark attack. He was just kidding. Car accident. But that's, he used good humor to talk about a thing that happened that totally changed his life. He was in a car accident, totally changed his life. So,
yeah, but this is why we're talking about this. You know, one of the things that I was talking about with somebody earlier today is a comment that apparently a radio executive made to me not too long ago. And I didn't know it was a radio executive because I don't really pay much attention to radio executives as a general practice. But one of the things that was said to me was, you know, we've been keeping our eye on you people. I love the you people thing.
You people.
You people. We've been keeping an eye on you people. And I got to ask you a question. Is there a kind of reason you're not building out your other channels right away? And I said, okay, so no, that's not keeping an eye on me. That's more like stalking, like right there. And I said, so who are you, right?
Yeah.
He told me who he was. And the punchline to a long story after I spent an hour with him was, you guys are storytellers. He said, all of your hosts, your co-hosts, the shows that our executives have listened from your network are done in a way that we can't find on any other broadcast network. And I looked at him and I said, because we don't see ourselves as a broadcast network. We see ourselves as a venue and a vehicle, a conduit, so to speak, that reaches out to people that want to create a better life for themselves in the world. And hopefully somewhere along the way, they hear something that will help them. And that's what you're talking about today. Right.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to take a quick little break here because I have one more really cool story to tell, because I want to kind of wrap this into, hey, what do you do when your plane is grounded, and tell you a great story about a famous guy. We're going to do that right when we come back. So stick with us. One really good story to tell right after this.
Just one.
I got a lot, but this just today. One.
All right, cool.
All right.
Powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset, and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
What is a brilliant culture and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Hey, so we're back. I didn't miss, I must have missed a piece there. So this is Laura Meeks. I'm on the Laura Meeks Show. I'm here at Pat Maselli, and we are chatting about the grounding.
Yeah.
When your plane is grounded, and amazingly, the 737 MAX was grounded today. So we have something to really tie this whole show into real life. So we've talked a lot about, you know, the fact that these things can happen. They can be sudden shock and awe. You lose your job. You have a heart attack. You're in a car accident. You lose your arm. There, all kinds of things happen. Stuff happens in your life. And you have to kind of adjust to that. Another thing we talked about was the fact that you need to have some awareness. You can, if you're aware that you're going to make a change, you can make a change early. It's a lot easier to make a change early. And if you can become more aware of what's happening around you, then you can make some changes earlier on. To end, part of what I want to do is let you know that there are things that you can do. And I have just a couple of three things that I think they're important. The first thing I think is that whenever your airplane gets grounded, my advice would be to take some action. Now, one of the things that I love, Thomas Edison had a famous quote, and I'm sure most people have heard this, but it's appropriate here in that somebody once asked Thomas Edison, how did it feel to fail after trying to make a light bulb for 1,000? You tried 1,000 things. You failed 1,000 times. And Thomas Edison looks back and goes, whoa, you need to reframe what you're talking about there. He says, I never failed.
Wow.
I was an experimenter. And I experimented 1,000 times. And that gave me feedback as to where I went wrong so that I could make it right. So when something like your airplane gets grounded, you have one of these challenges that happens in life, then the first thing I would say is start by taking some action. Any action that you take will move you closer and then you can keep changing course, but you're not going to do much if you just sit on the couch and study. And I would say up until now, or up until recently, one of the things that I found myself doing is wanting to study. I do think that as a whole, America is set up for testing and grading, and we all kind of get into that mode, and I don't want to make a wrong answer. I need a right answer, so right. I'm gonna not do anything till I study it. And I think it's important that you just take some action. The other thing that I think is important to do is to pick your target. If you're going, you know, if you get there and you're grounded and you say, well, I need to get out of this airport sometime, that's not a very specific goal. And I assure you, you will make it. You will be in that airport long enough till you finally leave. But if your goal is to get someplace in today or tomorrow, and that someplace is New York City, that makes it even more important as to where and how you want to go. So you want to define your target and figure out where it is you're going to do. So you're going to take some action. And the last thing I want to talk about and tell you this story is talk about brainstorming ideas. So you're sitting in the airport, you're thinking, what can I do? How can I get to my destination? So this story is not mine yet, but I will somehow turn this into my story. But this story actually is about Jack Canfield. And the story goes like this. Jack Canfield was down in Miami working on giving a speech or something. He goes out to the airport and he gets to the little gate booth. And guess what? His flight is canceled. So it's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, here's the scenario. Jack needs to get to Chicago. He's got 5,000 people in an auditorium that are going to be waiting for him to give his presentation tonight. And he needs to get to Chicago by 5:00. So he's very specific about his goal. So he goes to the little booth, you know, he waits until he gets up to the front. The lady says, she looks on her computer and she, well, I'm sorry, Mr. Canfield, you know, there's nothing that we can do. You're not going to be able to make it by 5. He goes, no, are you sure? He's like, no, I've checked all the flights. The flights are not. He goes, no, that's not the answer that I need. I need a different answer. So he goes down to the ticket agent, you know, the main ticket agent in the terminal, and tries again, says, hey, could you check? She checks all the stuff. No, I'm sorry, I can't find it. So then this is the key piece. Then he says this. He says, this is what I need. He says, I understand that in your perception, there is no way for me to get to Chicago. But in my eyes, in my world, there is a way. And so since I already know that your perception is not this, is it possible for you to bring somebody to me who is not sure, that is open to the idea that I might be able to make it to Chicago? And it's like, man, this is a crazy guy, but okay. So he gets supervised. Supervisor comes and he explains this whole thing. He says, I want you to be open to the idea that I need to get to Chicago by 5. And we've already checked the basic stuff, but I think there's another thing that could happen. And she says, well, you know, okay, I'm open to some ideas. And they start looking around. And she goes, guess what? She says, here's what I found. If you rush down to, you know, gate 12D, you can get on a plane to Dallas. And once you get to Dallas, there's like a 40-minute wait, and there's a plane that's going to go to Chicago or go to St. Louis. And when you get to St. Louis, if you wait for a little bit, there's a little airplane, and the little airplane's not going to go to Chicago O'Hare. It's going to go to Chicago Midway. But guess what? It'll get you there before 5. 3 airplanes, 3 flights, but you're going to make it. And he goes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. There is a possibility. And I just needed somebody open to the idea that there was a plan. Now, part of the challenge that people have when you're reframing things like this, and the key thing is, are you open to the idea that there would be a solution? Because the first lady's probably thinking, well, you are on a direct flight and there's no more direct flights. Well, I didn't say I needed a direct flight. I said I need to get there by 5. Second person thinking, well, I can get you there, but your luggage will never get there. So no, you can't get there. And he said, I don't need the luggage. I just need my body to be in Chicago. And the third person says, well, yeah, you know, not necessarily on our airline, but if you do this, this, and that, I can reticket you and boom, off you go. And he makes it to Midway, gets in a taxi, goes to the thing, and ta-da! He does it. Everything works out. So all of that to say that stuff does happen. Your airplanes are going to get grounded. The president can do that. He can order them all to stop, and now you're stuck. And so the essence is, take some action, think in your head, there is a solution, and then take some action and make it happen. So that's the fun ending to, is your plane grounded today? It's been a fabulous time.
Totally.
Pat, I'll let you have the last word.
Yeah. You know, the last word really is, sometimes things happen in life that don't seem like they're for your better. And eventually you find out they are. that job I lost, had I not lost that job, I wouldn't have gone back to school. I wouldn't have moved to Seattle. I wouldn't have gone back to Claremont to school. I wouldn't have started a radio show. I wouldn't have started a network. I wouldn't be sitting here talking to all of you doing something I absolutely love.
I'm in wholehearted agreement. I have a couple of stories on that too, but I'm not going to tell them today. We are going to come back later. So that's going to end our show here, the Laura Meek Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Pat, thanks for being here.
Totally. Rock on. I love it.
We'll see you guys soon. Remember, dream on, fly high, live adventurously. This is Laura Meek signing off.
You've been listening to the Laura Meek Show. Dream on, fly high, live adventurously on Transformation Talk Radio. Thank you for tuning in. And we hope you'll join us next month as Laura helps you find your unique gifts so you can bring them to the world. For more information on Laura Meeks or to listen to past shows, visit her website at flyhighliving.com. Check out her hit Dream On 12-week course where you get the personal attention you need to fly high in your new life.